This is Reese Giebling, and you're about to listen to The Arce Gardner Show. Arce Gardner, the only talk show host in the history of American radio or television who never uses any discourse markers or filler words. And what are those? The words things like that. I use the word twice, but that's not me. That is only the discourse markers. See, I can use and I'm only the announcer. Arce Gardner can't. If he does, he has to start the hour all over again. So he's going to talk about the Democratic National Convention. I'll use all the R's. Arce Gardner is my boss. He's going to be the host of the show, and he's going to talk about the Democratic National Convention night two last night. And he won't use discourse markers or filler words, which are okay, I got it. Now, folks, Arce Gardner. Okay, Reese, thank you very goddamn motherfuck. Did you say, oh, yes, I did. Hi, everybody, this is Reese Giebling. It's time now for the Arce Gardner Show, the only talk show host in America or television, radio, or history, or whatever. It's okay, it doesn't matter what I say, who doesn't use the words or. Those are discourse markers and filler words, and Arce doesn't use them. Here's Arce Gardner. Okay, thank you, Reese Giebling. I started off rather rough, but let's get through this show today because there's an awful lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Convention as it occurred last night. You saw it on television. Arce, can I say something? Not yet, Bones. Starting again. This is Reese Giebling, and now it's time for the Arce Gardner Show, the only talk show host in the history of American television or radio that doesn't use discourse markers or filler words like all of those words, okay? I can use them because I'm not the host of the show. Arce Gardner is the one that makes the claim that he doesn't use them. He gets through the whole show. He's going to talk about the Democratic National Convention. Here's Arce Gardner. Okay, Reese Giebling, this is our third try here tonight to try to get through the open to the show, and we're going to talk about the Democratic National Convention, night two from last night. This is Arce Gardner, the only talk show host in the history of American television or radio that doesn't use discourse markers or filler words, and you can well imagine what those are, etc. Okay, etc. I don't think is a discourse marker or filler word. It is simply the word etc. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, with God damn it. Listen, don't get away from me, Bones.
What happened?
I just said, you didn't hear? Wait, hold on. Listen, Oz. What, Bones? Oz, listen. We have bankrolled your show. It doesn't matter how much money. I've got just as much money in it as you do.
I understand. Yes, you're right. But this is, I fear for your health and your sanity.
I've got it together, okay? Now sit down.
Oz, there's only so much of this bullshit I can take.
Sit down.
Hey, this is Reese Giebling. Welcome to the Arce Gardner Show, the only talk show host in America in the history of American television and radio who doesn't use discourse markers or filler words. That is, he doesn't say Also with us is Bones McMahon. Bones McMahon is the vice president, general manager, and basically the owner of the Arce Gardner Show. Arce Gardner, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Reese. Hi, Bones. How are you?
Hi, Arce.
And welcome to our show tonight. I am Arce Gardner. I'm the only talk show host in American television or radio history who does not use discourse markers or filler words. That's how clean, that's how smart, that's how on top of things I am. I don't stop off and say these words. A discourse marker or a filler word is like etc. Etc. is not a discourse marker or a filler word. I just use that to show you the continuum one might imagine from discourse markers and filler words. Now, having made that point, let's talk about the Democratic National Convention, night two, last night in Chicago. We saw the speeches by Barack Hussein Obama, not Hussein Obama. It was Barack Obama. I don't say Barack Hussein Obama. I happen to like the ex-president. A lot of people who are negative toward him will throw in that Hussein because it sounds like he's quote unquote a terrorist. Of course he is not.
Listen, Oz, this is getting ridiculous.
Back off of me, Bones.
Oh, you put your hands on me. Oh, yeah, that's a good fight.
Back up. Arce, I gotta go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom then, Reese. Now, I want everybody to understand something, okay?
Yeah. I'm over here, Arthur. I'm having a tinkle.
Listen to that, Oz. Your own announcer's talking like he's four.
I want all of you monkeys to understand something, okay? I'm gonna get through this show. I'm Arce Gardner, the only guy in American radio and television who can get through a whole show without using a discourse marker or a filler word.
We understand that, Arce, but we fear for your sanity.
You don't fear for anything. The only thing you fear, Bones, is losing your money and whether or not you can take a piss without it feeling like napalm coming out of there.
Oh, God, Arce. What I wouldn't give.
Okay, Arthur, I'm ready.
Ready for what? I'm done tinkling.
You're done tinkling? I'm sorry, I thought I'd done go to the pith. going to the piss.
Oh, so you're the one that can't talk good.
Shut up, Bones. You ready?
Yeah, Arth, I'm sorry.
This is Reith Giebling, and welcome to the Arth Gardner Show. Arth Gardner is the only talk show host in the history of American television or radio that can do an entire show without using discourse markers or filler words like words like that, etc. Now, here is Arth Gardner.
Thank you very much, Reese. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Arth Gardner Show. I am the only talk show host in the history of American television or radio that can make an entire show, a talk show, on radio or TV without using discourse markers or filler words. I don't believe in wasting a lot of time. I know exactly what it is I want to say. And when you hear people using those discourse markers and those filler words, when you hear people using, quote, like that, you're hearing people who are searching for the next word. They're searching for something to say. They're searching for having something to say. They're going, as I just said, using discourse markers and filler words, you know what I'm talking about. But not me, not Arth Gardner. I know what I want to talk about. And tonight, on the Arth Gardner Show, I want to talk about the Democratic National Convention, night two. Last night, we saw Barack Obama. We saw Michelle Obama. We saw the governor of New Mexico, Lujan, a number of other people unburdening themselves and making their feelings known about Kamala Harris, the next president of the United States, they hope, and Tim Walz, the next vice president of the United States, they hope. What did we see last night? Well, we saw a very, very good speech by Barack Obama, one speech in which he talked a lot about hope as opposed to hard work. At one point in the speech, Barack Obama said, "Don't boo, vote," because people were booing the mention of Donald Trump's name. Barack Obama also brought up the fact that Americans really want to succeed and really want to work together. We are a people who do not want to be split apart. We do not want the rancor. We do not want shit.
You just did it again, Oz.
Oh, would you get him? What are you doing?
Get him away from me. Oz, please.
What? Oh, my God, you touched my ass.
You touched my ass? What are you talking about?
I felt you touched my...
Have you felt that way about me?
Felt what way?
Your hand brushed the back of my ass.
Listen, this is Reith Giebling. I gotta get back to... Go ahead, start it again, will you? Would you get away from me and sit down?
Arth, be reasonable. You can't do it, all right? Let's just go out, have a cocktail, you and I together, and talk about it.
Talk about what?
Your hand distinctly brushed my ass, and then you flipped it over and cupped my ass. At least the right cheek.
Sit down, Bones, before I kick your ass.
Okay.
This is Reith Giebling. We'll be right with Reith Giebling.
Arth, please. Arth.
This is Reith Giebling. We'll be right back.
Arth. Don't ever touch my ass.
Arth. I made a mistake. It's got nothing to do with feelings of eroticism, Arth. I just feel bad for you.
Bones, do you want to pull your money out? Will you turn that music down?
We're at a commercial break.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, me. This is Reith Giebling. Welcome to the Arth Gardner Show. Arth, the only talk show host in the history of America who doesn't use discourse markers like or. It's... fuck.
My name's Arth... Oh my God, you forgot my name? I'm sorry, Arth, I forgot.
Arth, don't you understand? The boy is confused.
Bones... I don't know what your story is. I know you're bankrolling me. I appreciate that very much, and you bought me a nice suit of clothes, okay?
Arse, please.
Bones?
I didn't touch your ass because I have erotic feelings for you. You're like a son to me.
Then don't touch my ass.
I don't think I touched your ass on purpose. My hand brushed it.
Would you please sit down?
Certainly. Arse, you're getting wound up.
I'm getting... All right, Reese.
This is Reith Giebling. Welcome to the Arth Gardner Show, the only talk show host in the history of America who doesn't use discourse markers like or. That is true. That is the fact. That is Arth Gardner. Here's Arth Gardner.
Thank you very much, Reese, for that interesting introduction. This is Arth Gardner, the only talk show host in the history of American television or radio that doesn't use discourse markers like and all of those other words that one hears. Those are used by people that don't know what it is they want to say. Those are words that are used by people that can't think of the next word because they really don't know what the next thing was they were going to say.
Not Ars Gardner. I know exactly what I want to say, and I say it, and I don't have to use those discourse markers. I grew up at a time when you heard those on television and radio a lot. I used to hear people use the discourse markers like and it used to drive me ape. I used to literally jump around my bedroom as an eight-year-old boy, swinging from a lamp that hung from the ceiling with one arm and the other arm holding a pillow or something, and I would be going through this sort of what the doctor called a kind of ape regression. I went ape boy. The doctor called me gone ape or boy ape, and it was me feeling out of control and wild because I heard all of these quote-unquote monkeys using Well, I have decided in my career I will not use those words, and hence we have the great Ars Gardner Show. Tonight we're going to talk about day two of the Democratic National Convention. Barack Obama spoke, so did Michelle Obama. We also heard a very good address from Stephanie Grisham. We also heard some remarks by the New Mexico governor and others as the Democratic National Convention, night two, was underway. Let's talk about President Obama's speech. It was filled with the kind of Obama-esque floral touches and wonderful statements about America, Americans wanting to live together, Americans wanting to work together and not be at each other's throats, as he said we were during the Trump years. Michelle Obama came out and said, you've got to work and you can't just do nothing, you've got to do something. That was Michelle Obama's clarion call, do something. President Obama said at one point when people started to boo, he said, don't boo, vote. That was also a very interesting comment. I'm joined tonight by Bones McMahon. Bones is a broadcaster. He also has a fiduciary interest in the Ars Gardner Show, and Bones is my guest this evening. Bones, you watched the show last night, the Democratic National Convention. What did you think?
Well, I think that it more than a show, I think it was a presentation of what the Democratic Party can be, us. And knowing you as I do and having been involved in producing this show, I know that political shows... Now, see, right there, I used a discourse marker, didn't I?
You did. You said,
Yes. And that's something you don't use.
No, I do not.
That is one of the reasons why I've invested in your program.
Well, that's good, but we're talking now about...
Yes, we're talking about the Democratic National... I want to just say one thing, though. When my hand brushed your ass...
Cut. I'm going to cut. We got to cut.
My hand brushed your ass?
You trying to do it?
I didn't know...
Yes, you did know. You knew that you were on with me. You were on the air.
Yes, I know, but I wanted to explain. I thought the audience would find...
You thought the audience would find what?
The audience would find it interesting that I... My hand brushed your ass not because I have an erotic attraction to you.
Then why did your hand brush my ass?
I was walking past and my hand brushed...
And also cupped my ass?
If my hand cupped your ass, it brushed and then turned and the cupping motion... Where are you going?
This is Reith Keebling. Welcome to the Arth Gardner Show. Arth Gardner, the only talk show host in America or the world that doesn't use discourse markers or filler words. You'll never hear Arth say or any of those words. He knows what he wants to say. Here now is Arth Gardner.
Thank you, Reith Keebling, and welcome to the Ars Gardner Show. Yes, I am the only talk show host in America or beyond that doesn't use discourse markers or filler words. Now, one of my guests this evening will be Bones McMahon. Bones is one of the investors in my show, and a couple of comments, I believe, got out over the air while we were producing our first run at this program. Ordinarily, you are not going to hear the recordings. You won't hear the outtakes, what we call outtakes. You won't hear the first, the second, the third takes. You'll hear the finished product. But for some reason, I'm told by my producer that some of the comments got out. One of the comments, and Bones, why don't you come in and sit down here?
My pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate being heard.
Thank you. One of the comments was that Mr. McMahon felt my hand brushed his, and I'm using the colloquial, my hand brushed his ass.
Now, I notice you're not using a discourse marker.
No, I did not use a discourse marker. I went, my hand. That is a stutter. That's not me using a discourse marker.
Understood.
So my hand brushed his backside, and I also felt Mr. McMahon's hand brushing my backside.
This is Reith Keebling. I want to make a comment.
Go ahead, Reese.
What has this got to do with the show?
That's a good point.
What it had... Well... Okay,
And no, I did not use a discourse marker. I said, what it had, well, okay, that is not using a discourse marker. What about the fact you went, that's simply stretching out a word. I want to say what I want to say. Please shut up and get away from me.
Okay.
Well, you know, but wait, Bones. I want to say this. Number one, we're going to get this show underway. I'm going to be talking to Bones McMahon about the Democratic National Convention that we all witnessed last night, night two. Number two, I'm going to address the elephant in the room, which was your accusation that my hand brushed your quote-unquote ass. I made the accusation, and I did make that accusation based on real sensation that your hand not only brushed my ass, but you cupped or grabbed one cheek of my ass.
Why are you laughing?
It is kind of funny, given the fact this is a political show, that I'm having to first confront my guest of the evening, I'm having to confront you with the accusation that you grabbed my ass.
I did not. It was a mistake. My hand brushed it.
God, you sound almost like a freaking robot. Why don't you go get a... You want to get a drink of water or something?
I think I need some water.
That is Bones McMahon, one of the investors in my program. This is Ars Gardner. One thing you haven't heard in this entire segment is me using a discourse marker or a filler word, which is any of those words. Now, getting to last night's day two of the Democratic National Convention, Barack Hussein Obama was on stage. He was giving a speech. He gave a very good speech. He was talking about hope as opposed to depression and rancor. He was talking about making sure we all have jobs as opposed to economic depression. He was talking about making sure that women have access to health care as opposed to many women who are not moneyed, many poor women don't have not have no health care. Now, hold on for just a moment. This is called dumb tongue.
Yes. Ah, so you're all right.
I'm all right. Would you please sit down, you dirty old...
You almost called me a dirty old queer. Sit down.
I did not use those words. I am going to tell the audience something.
Now, this is Reith Giebling. I can tell the audience. Hold on.
This is Reith Giebling, and what's happening to Arth now is, yes, he's able to hold on to his ability not to use any discourse markers or filler words, but he's starting to get dumb tongue, which means his grammar is going to be fractured. Go ahead. Thank you very much, Reese, for explaining that, because that's something that does need explaining. As I hold on desperately to my ability not to use discourse marker or filler word, me sound dumb. Me talk about Democratic National Convention last night. The people, they talk. Barack Obama, the president, he talked about stuff and he sounded really, really smart. But then Mrs. Obama came on and she did too.
This is, can I, no, this is Bones McMahon.
That's Bones McMahon. His hand touched my ass. His hand touched my ass. Thanks for listening to Arth Gardner, the only man in television or radio that doesn't use discourse markers or filler words. He does devolve into dumb tongue, but he always holds true and fast, keeps faith with the audience. He doesn't use discourse markers or filler words. Another successful show.
Reese Gabling, a distant cousin to Malcolm Esposito.
Bones McMahon. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
My hand not touch your ass.